Always playing a Who for Coach Q, and happy to announce Coach Q will join us weekly all season long again. This is our 57th year of having Coach Q on the show, and it's always great. Saw Coach Q the other day at the Blackhawks golf outing. Looks great. Tan, fit, ready for another Blackhawks season. Exciting Blackhawks season.
Awesome. 2 days, man.
All starts this week, but Sunday's the home opener with a salute to Stan McKinnon. As a matter of fact, let's do this. I got tickets. I have tickets for the opener.
Yes.
A pair of tickets to a catered suite for the Blackhawks home opener this Sunday. Special pregame ceremony honoring the great Stan Mikita before the Hawks play the Maple Leafs. Tickets for all games this season are on sale at ChicagoBlackhawks.com. And Rokan and I will be out there with Dave Ennett and a bunch of other folks for a pregame. Pregame starting at 3 at the United Center.
3-3.
What was Coach Q's number? Well, let me ask him. I'm going numbers this morning. Coach, what was your number with the Whalers?
Well, 3.
3. Yeah. All right, third caller, 312-981-7200.
I was kind of hoping it was 81 or something, so Joe had a count to 81. Yeah.
So was he, 312-981-7200. Coach here, Coach Q's here. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Nice to talk to you again. I've talked to you off the air about this. I haven't had a chance to talk to you on the air. Anything you want to say about Stan Mikita that made him such a great player?
Stan, he was competitor to the highest degree, smart, cagey, consistent. Yeah, what a player!
Good things. Speed, stick handling, puck presence, knew where to go. All those skills.
Definitely good with the puck. Could make plays. Had patience with it. Didn't not a big guy, but he'd go anywhere he had to go to find a way to be productive. So he was good in a lot of ways.
Well, he is missed by all of us, and will always be a Blackhawk. Obviously, this is going to be quite a tribute to him on Sunday night for the opener. You get excited about another opening season?
Always, you always the first game's always one of those special games where you get nervous to like the first playoff game. And. And you always want to get off to a great start, and you got 31 teams. Everybody thinks they are a playoff team to begin with, and you want to make sure you put yourself in that position right from the start. And I think it seems like we always get off to a reasonable start. Last year we did as well. Obviously we know how it ended, but that should provide some incentive getting off to a good beginning. And we got Ottawa with they probably got that underdog mentality, which is something that's probably around us that we haven't experienced before as well.
Joel, you had Corey Crawford back at practice yesterday. Give us the update. How close is he to being there in a game for you?
Good question. I know that we got him in yesterday's practice. I thought he handled it extremely well. We'll be practicing him with us all week here. We play 3 and 4 nights. It'll be interesting to see how he handles this week. And then next week, we'll get a better assessment and a closer assessment to see how close he is. But I would say then we got 2 games the following week. And then you got an Arizona, Columbus, Tampa Bay weekend that hopefully he can be ready for those in that area. And if he's ready any earlier than that, that'd be great.
Yeah, all bonus. Coach Q Show, by the way, sponsored by Hooters. We know how this ended 2 years ago. We know how it ended last year. And we didn't like it any more than you did. So is there any special message for the boys going into this season? Or is it just they're professionals, they get it, they've come to play, and if they're going to play for me, they better be ready?
Well, I think that as a pro, we're all competitive. The business is competitive. I think jobs are always on the line. I think that in our business here, jobs are on the line. But when you're here, you're I think ice time. Everybody wants to play, and everybody wants to play more. And I think that's that provides incentive internally for competing for more. And I think the more you play, the better you play as well. So that's always a driving force for keeps everybody excited, and obviously winning is a great motivator as well, and team game is something we want to make sure that that's going to be enforced or in order with and without the puck, and standard of how we compete is there as well. So it's all the little things that add up to your contribution to the team success is how we prioritize things, and that's how we're looking to everybody being a part of it and feeling a part of it.
Coach, yesterday the Cubs, of course, played, and the game was broadcast on ESPN, and it kept scrolling at the bottom the news of that Corey Crawford was medically cleared to play and ready to go. But it reminded me of the national expectations of the Chicago Blackhawks, that the media on the East Coast and West Coast, they understand how important of a franchise. Do you have to remind the players of how important the Chicago Blackhawks are and how many people are watching?
Well, I think we all know that hey, we're in a special place, and it's we're fortunate to be in this market and playing in front of these fans, in front of these the crowd and the building being full, and the history that's been established as well. And I think we're coming off a year where that all got our attention, knowing that hey, this was nothing we wanted to experience, like expected to experience, and expect to experience again. And let's do something about it. Internal motivation or standards or something that we pride ourselves on. We do have a fortunate that we do have the fan base. We do, not just in Chicago, but how we travel and where we go. And but it's nice to be up in that and being considered like that. But now it's this is our group here, and we want to set internal goals and goals that are realistic to achieve. And let's find a way that our goal right now is we want to be a playoff team, and how we go about it's going to be an everyday challenge, but that's our motivation. And we feel if we do meet that objective, there's a lot to be accomplished, and we know that we've got some significant guys here that know how to find a way.
When you look at that group, every year it seems like there's a surprise or two. I know Yoki Haru, there was a lot of feeling that he was going to make the team this year, but is Cahoon the big surprise coming out of camp and being part of this team, or is somebody else? And as far as any veterans who are looking for bounce-back years who might have caught your eye this training camp, you think are poised to have a big year?
Well, you mentioned Henry on the back end. I think for a young player, I think he gives us a presence of being involved in the game from both ways. Offensively, he seems to like to go and get up in the play. He likes to have the puck at the point. I think defensively, he's going to get better every day. But he does bring some pizzazz to his game and some enthusiasm to our team as a young guy as well. I think that Crow getting close to coming back here gives us some excitement as well. You can talk about Kaner, how he always finds a way to get a little bit faster, a little bit quicker, a little bit stronger. I think this year he worked on some things to make him as fast as he can possibly be. So we'll look forward to him keep getting better. And, I think the young guys, that we want to see these guys take a step forward, the Schmaltzies and the Brinkats the younger guys, feel a part of it. You mentioned Cahoon. We'll see with him. And, but no matter who we are, we expect a better contribution. If you were here last year, if you're new to the team, welcome and feel a part of it. And we look for contributions from everyone as well.
Joel, I know the season opener is on Thursday, but the home opener is on Sunday. Have you gotten your outfit together for the red carpet?
The red carpet. You know what? I never have to walk the red carpet, so it's these guys all come in looking like they're ready to go. So that's a good sign. And we've got one game. We come back off that road trip. That's a busy 3-game segment for us. 6 o'clock start from playing the night before. Toronto. I think everybody thinks they're the team to beat this year too. So it'll be a great test. And we'll think about the red carpet on Sunday. But
he's got
to
pick.
Do a pretty good job. Organization does a nice job of setting that up.
No question.
Why do you get to skip
it off in a positive way?
What do you mean? Why do you
get the players?
To skip?
It's a player. It's a player's deal.
But
I don't skip it. I'm here.
Coach,
the players. The players are. They do a nice job.
He's back. He's back in the dressing room picking out an opening night tie.
Yeah, right.
Last question, Coach, before we let you fly. Obviously, Jonathan Toews and Brandon Saad need to pick it up a step this year. What have you seen from them so far?
Not bad. I think Taser is looking like he's skating better than he did last year, moving well, has a puck more. Sauter, we need him to finish from what he started last year. Had a lot of opportunities, and the finished product with him has been whether he's missed the A-plus chances that he's missed last year, finds a way to get some production out of that. His numbers should be where we expect them to be. And starting off here with Schmaltzy and Kaner should give him ample opportunity to be productive in more of a consistent way. That's what we're looking for.
You know, I say this publicly to you now so you understand that I really appreciate you being on the show. I told you off the air. I tell you off the air all the time. But you're a busy guy, and I always appreciate you taking time for us and the information you give to the fans, and I thank you for that.
My pleasure. All right.
See you soon.
Have a great year.
All right.
And go Cubs.
Yeah, there you go. See you Sunday.
There you go.
All right.
That's Coach Q. Nobody better.